We're talking today with Ben Hale with Western Livestock. Ben, another pretty good week, although a little bit lighter on the numbers this week at the Oklahoma National Stockyards.
Yeah, it is, but it's the time of year. We were still almost 700 ahead of a year ago. So, you know, it's just that people have already sold, you know, pulled off wheat and done all that like we talked about last week. And so just a typical time of year when it starts slowing down. So,
as far as the market itself is concerned, you know, kind of peel it back a little bit for us. What's really going on right now as far as these prices are concerned?
Well, I mean, yesterday, Ron, that deal was just probably the hottest market that I've ever seen. I mean, that deal was good on everything. And I think just the typical time of year, the grass guys are getting involved. And, you know, they quoted some of those grazing cattle 5 to 15 higher with the instances of the flesh conditions right up to 30 higher. And a lot of that could have been in that 6 weight, you know, to tight 7 weight deal that are thin enough still to turn back out. And it's good every year. It's just this year is an extremely high price.
We saw some higher prices the latter part of 2023, but boy, 2024 has just been the market's just been it just hasn't even slowed down.
No, it's, you know, the feeders, they called 2 to 6 higher, the grazers 5 to 15 higher with instances of 30 higher. And this is we've talked several weeks in a row, every week it gets 2 to 3 better, you know, sometimes 5 better. And that's been going on 3 or 4 or 5 weeks for sure. And you just wonder, you know, where to level. We will level off at a point, but I think, you know, the on feed's going to be a little high this month, but we knew that with placements, but the placements in April and March are probably going to be pretty low. So that tends to make this seem like this market's going to have tighter numbers. The show lists are all down pretty well compared to a year ago. So it's trending in the right direction if you're going to have something to sell, looks to me like.
And as you talk to folks out in the country, what are you hearing attitude-wise?
Well, a lot of them are talking about, I'm going to pull my fall calves and get them gone, you know, when they're looking at what they're going to bring. And everybody's same deal, you know, how long is this going to last and this and that. But I think we're on the front end of that curve as far as, you know, the tipping point of when it starts breaking. They've proved to us before they can break it without much reason, but the numbers are justifying what we're doing.
Mm-hmm. Anybody starting to raise maybe a concern or two about early pasture? I mean, we're a little dry right now. We're starting to get that abnormally dry rating in some parts of Oklahoma.
Yeah, you know, the wheat is doing fantastic. You know, what we're grazing on now for a big area from you know, really all the way Abilene, Texas, up to Woodward and all around. I mean, it's as good as grazing as we've ever seen. So as far as putting pounds on for wheat, this is probably the perfect weather. You know, we'd like to see it rain a little bit more, kicking off this grass to come. But right now, as far as grazing, you can just watch those cattle get fat every day.
When you start looking at your auction markets for the rest of this week, Comanche as well as Woodward, what are you looking at?
I think we'll be a little lighter. We got some good runs coming next week at Comanche or at Woodward next Tuesday night. We've got that special cow sale and going to have some pretty nice ones there if you want to market some. Would sure like the opportunity. But our numbers will be down a little bit just because of the time of year. We got a pretty good cow deal coming to Comanche next Wednesday. But we'll be a little lighter, but the market will be awful stout, Ron.
Very good. If folks want to visit with you, what's the best way to get a hold of you?
Cell phone 940-631-BEEF. That's 631-2333. And we'd like the opportunity to visit with you, whatever you're thinking about doing.
Thank you, Ben. Ben Hale with Western Livestock. Their website is westerncommissioncompany.com. You can go there and get all the information on the commission firm at the Oklahoma National Stockyards, as well as Comanche Livestock and Woodward Livestock Auction as well. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.